Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for, well, an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. That free world extends way down under to New Zealand, and one of the great warriors, freedom fighters in New Zealand is the guest that I'm very pleased to say we're going to spend a full hour with. He is Trevor Loudon, a man who has the editor of New Zeal blog and keywiki.org founder. He has contributed mightily, notably but not exclusively, in his new book, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, to our understanding of the kinds of threats arising from what one might call penetration or influence operations, fifth columns even, in the West. He has, to his credit, notably the first revelations about Frank Marshall Davis, a prominent communist in his day, and his influence with Barack Obama. Also, the exposure of Van Jones, the one-time green energy czar for, or green job czar, I should say, for President Obama, also a renowned hard radical leftist. Trevor Loudon, it is great to have you with us. I'm so appreciative of you taking a full hour of your time to talk about the many intricacies of the phenomenon of the enemy within, and couldn't be more pleased to have you with us.
Look, it's great, Frank, and it's an honor to be on. A man who's got such a great record and helping the national security of your country. It's a real pleasure.
Well, thank you. The place to start, it seems to me, is to give a little bit of historical perspective. I guess one could go back, you know, to the Trojan horse, maybe, or perhaps before. But the phenomenon of penetrating the enemy camp is something certainly that has been with us probably from the dawn of time. But what is it that has marked most notably the rise of the communists and their practice of this tradecraft that that has kind of set what we're facing, well, even at the present time, in a somewhat different category of danger?
Well, look, the communists, beginning with Lenin, really amped this up to a new stage. It became a science for them. I interviewed in the 1980s a New Zealander who had actually infiltrated the communists. He was a Dutch New Zealander who infiltrated the New Zealand Socialist Unity Party, the pro-Soviet Communist Party, for our security services. And he actually went to Moscow to train at Lenin's Institute for Higher Learning. This was 6,000 students from all over the world, some of them on seven-year courses. And what he came back is saying is that he said to me, you cannot begin to overemphasize the extreme importance the Soviets put on having people in place, infiltrators at the highest levels of their opposition. He said the Soviets credited winning World War II with having so many penetrators, so many of their people inside the top levels of the Nazi government.
As you know, our friend and colleague Diana West has indicated in her book American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character, that the Soviets also had quite a number of people in the U.S. government, which in a way may even have done more for their cause in World War II than their penetration of the Nazis.
Yeah, look, I think Diana West has brought this out, and this is crucial because what my friend said was that the key thing is so people look at the Soviets and the communists, and they look at spies and that sort of thing, people stealing information. But by far the greatest importance was agents of influence. You know, having people in the highest reaches of an opposing government who could actually dictate or influence policy covertly in the directions of the Soviets. And I was experienced that in my own country, where the Soviets, basically this man participated in this. The Soviets actually infiltrated our Labour Party so deeply that they were able to get our government to ban nuclear warships from our harbours in 1984, which destroyed the Australian, New Zealand, United States military alliance.
I remember being in the Pentagon at that time and being buffeted by the effects of this very profound influence operation. And again, Trevor Loudon, you were one of those who helped document what was being done in terms of this kind of influence operation to your country and to its strategic partnership with the U.S. and Australia. And to what extent did the Russians or the Soviets then benefit from this kind of operation as you saw it?
Well, the specific example of New Zealand, they weren't really targeting New Zealand so much. They were trying to destroy NATO at the time. They were financing and funding the European peace movement, holding mass rallies all over Europe, you know, get America out of Europe, disband NATO, ban the bomb.
Block the deployment of intermediate range nuclear forces there, too. I remember that vividly from my time in the Pentagon.
Yeah, well, you were right in the thick of it. And this is all Soviet active measures. But I think the game was to try and get New Zealand out of the nuclear alliance, out of the American Western alliance, and the hope that that would spur on the destruction of NATO. This was a chess move, you know, get little New Zealand out of ANZUS, which would help the spur on the European peace movement to destroy NATO.
Trevor, I want to turn to kind of how this has translated into the role played today in America's left by sort of the practices, the traditions and teachings of Soviet communism. And we'll be talking more about this in due course. But is there any question that we are experiencing, we are being subjected to the legacy of what the Soviets mastered in terms of running influence operations inside the wire, if you will, of the U.S. government, co-opting people, not just in government, but in the press and in academia and elsewhere. Talk a bit about kind of the comprehensiveness of this the Soviet tradecraft.
Yeah, well, if you look at the three of the great policy victories of the Obama administration, amnesty, Obamacare, and the gutting of the U.S. military, all of those can be traced directly back to organizations like the Communist Party USA and Democratic Socialists of America, your largest Marxist group. They are using Soviet tradecraft. They infiltrated the labor movement. They took control of it, which is a Soviet, by the Soviet playbook. They then infiltrated the Democratic Party. They got their people elected to some of the highest offices in the Democratic Party, the House of Representatives, Congress, and of course, people into the White House, and they are able to dictate policy. You know, so you've got maybe 20,000 card-carrying communists in America working off the old Soviet playbook, are able to get policies like Obamacare, immigration amnesty, and the downgrading of the U.S. military enacted by the Democratic Party. That's pure Soviet technology.
You have documented this in copious detail in your book, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And I'm looking at the 2013-2015 edition of this. And Trevor Loudon, it is a stupendous work to have really gone into quite considerable detail about members of Congress, leaders in various committees, leaders, as you say, of the Democratic Party, and establishing really the extensive connections some, not all by any means, but some have had with the Soviet Communist Party, with the socialist movement in one form or another, with agents of influence that have been tied to these guys. I mean, it is really a staggering indictment of what has happened on the left, primarily in terms of the extent to which they have been subjected to and succumbed to first the Soviets, now sort of the Russian or Marxist or leftist enterprise in terms of this penetration and influence operation. We're going to talk more with Trevor Loudon about how this is translated into practical, consequential activities that guide or will undermine, if left unchecked, our national security. That and more with Trevor Loudon from New Zealand, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.